Just like we had yesterday morning and this morning with Daryl Tripp here. Stephen Kuro is from Colorado, and he has family, Pat and Dana Curl from Verona Reservation, attended Bostonia for years and years and years. Stephen Kuro is coming this coming weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, and there's a flyer with the topics and the times on the table in the foyer if you're interested.
Did you ask if you RSVP? If you think about going, you can look, there's a QR code on the bottom that you need to, or contact them to let them know. They're trying to get a count on the number of people for food.
Yep, they're serving food each night. And Sunday. So if we get out early, we can go there and eat. Sunday morning.
That'll be a 2-point sermon.
All right, let's begin with prayer. Father and our God in heaven, again and always, thank you for all that you do for us, for bountiful blessings from above, for daily bread, just your watch care over us, meeting our needs, providing so many, many spiritual blessings through Jesus, your Son. We say thank you. We ask your blessings on the needs of the congregation here. We ask you to hear our individual cries for help and comfort and strength and mercy and well-being. So we're asking continual comfort for those who have experienced loss of loved ones. We're praying for safe journey for those who are traveling, about to travel, and for those who are experiencing so much illness. We pray that always that to be freed from pain, or that medicine will work its intended use. We pray for those that care for them, that they'll truly be careful and tend to them, that they'll be tender. Bless us with open eyes that we may seize the opportunity to fulfill our stewardship, discipleship, membership. Bless us in all of these areas, we pray. Strengthen us from our time together. Draw us closer to you and to one. Turn to choose a hymn from the book that you'd like us to sing, and we'll try to honor that request as much as we can. So let's go ahead and do that. So Jim and Sharon, I'll start up front with you.
604.
Did you have one, Jim?
No, it's okay.
We have a song this morning.
Go right ahead.
Whatever you want, dear.
604.
You know it well.
Well, I'm going to be ready. 604.
Him have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this whole world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. There is one thing I can boast of, salvation from the fall. I'm an heir to wealth and glory, my Father owns it all. That is why I'm shouting happy and go at his command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land.
Christine? 756. When I talk, my voice doesn't seem raspy. When I sing, it does. 756.
Just beyond the rolling river lies a bright and sunny land, where the sacred Christ are dwelling, a united, happy band. Just beyond the rolling river, in that land so bright and fair, we shall dwell with Christ forever. Over there, yes, over there. When we cross the rolling river to that land beyond the tide, pearly gates on golden hinges will be standing open wide. Just beyond the rolling river, in that land so bright and fair, we will dwell with Christ forever. Over there, yes, over there.
Clarence, Barbara, you have a favorite?
916.
Well, that's that two stanza song.
I think Eileen Magna liked it, that song.
Huh?
Eileen Magna?
Oh, Allie. Oh, yes. Allie Magna. 916.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forever will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be. No more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day. Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Mike, you have a favorite?
Rick?
Your song you'd like for us to sing?
What's this tonight?
469?
Yeah.
And then, Chris, after this song, I'll have you come up and read the scripture and offer that prayer. 469.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing sky. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, we'll vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Verses 9 through 16. Psalms 119, verses 9 through 16. Have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that have come from your mouth. I rejoice in the following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me, that you continue to bestow upon us. And Lord, we're especially thankful for your son Jesus and the love that he had for us as sinners, that he would go to the cross and bear our sins on our behalf to give us the opportunity to have eternal life through you. And Lord, that is the only way that we can come to be in your presence is because of Jesus' blood. It will wash us and make us pure and acceptable in your sight. And we're just so very blessed. There was no other way. It was only the one way, and we're so very grateful for that atoning sacrifice that took place. And Lord, again, we are so very thankful for your word. Your word is what will keep us on the right path, not only the young, but the old, and all through life. And we continue to learn all the different precepts that you have in your word that apply not only to us as individuals, but to a family, to city, into a country, and then into the world. You have insight on how to deal with all of that. And we're so very blessed that we hold that. We hold this. And Lord, we do rejoice. Although there are many hardships, many trials, all kinds of things happening in this world, Lord, we do what we can when we can to deal with those. But again, we have a different mission. You have given us a mission to go out and to continue to spread your word, spread the gospel, a way that we fall in love with it, that we have to just continue to go to your word. And that will just continue to strengthen us, and also, Lord, to continue to make us more to have this, and it's our prayer that we can continue to allow your word to shape and mold us to be those lights in the dark world. Again, just continue to bless us as we go through this evening and lifting our voices in song to worship and to praise you, Lord, and to continue to look for those that are seeking you. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sunday of this month, right? Fifth Sunday evening. Though I have tried to get him to do that every time there's a fifth Sunday. Last time he jumped the gun. Last time he was in June for Father's Day. And he got to give a lesson on Father, so enjoyed that one too. So it's been a while, but they're coming up on the fifth Jude's. And the one scheduled to be next Sunday night now, blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God, or King New King James, the sons of God. So there's just something interesting about that. What is there about being a peacemaker that identifies you as being a son of God or a child of God? And then the next question I have to answer is, what kind of peace are we to make? Blessed are the peacemakers. They be called the children of God, sons of God. I thought it was repent and be baptized. So I'll answer that next Sunday night, Lord willing. All right, let me see. Carol, Jesse, do you have a favorite?
386.
Does anyone need to partake of the Lord's Supper this evening? 386.
Why did the Savior heavenly then come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Oh, why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptations grow? Why teach and toil and bleed and pray? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. This I know, he gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Oh, I feel the garden's dreadful drought, why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so.
Odell. 522. Do you know this one?
I don't know if I know it.
22. Just do re mi. There's only three notes in it.
3-2, half note gets a beat. All right, we'll go. Pitch it right on it. Same notes, oh God, our help in ages, just goes to do re. It's an easy song to sing, I guess. All right, Faye and Orby?
Yeah, 9-5-7.
9-5-7. Jesse, he chose one of your favorites. Yeah. Oh, Jesse, looking up, he's already got a smile on his face. This world is not my home. 9-5-7.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise ripped back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
All right, Chris and Paul.
I mean, Chris and Paul.
I thought it was 689.
689. I know it. No, that's not a problem. This is one of your favorites from the Army days, isn't it?
Yes. Let me get a pitch for it. I'm going to make sure.
Mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin?
That number again, you're going to leave the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 68. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend.
Beside him, for he knows what is.
I know you know the words because it's on Jordan Stormy Banks' I Stand, but it's a different song with the same theme. The song of this song is titled I'm Bound. I'd like for you to take it. When it gets to the bottom of the page, it goes back up to see those words that are written in italics. That's where you, between the staffs, that's where it goes when you get to the bottom. You'll wonder if I get to the bottom, where'd Brian go with the next word? So it's the italics words. So it goes like this, 8, 8, 9.
On Jordan's stormy banks, I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land, I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place that we forever bless? When shall I see the Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land, I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
There you go. Kind of an easy song to sing once you get started.
All right. Whoa. What about the thing up at the top? Guess what? That part.
That's for a musical question. You see that disc in? That's for if you had a chorus, we would be singing this, and then there would be the high notes that the ladies would sing that descant. We would start singing, I'm Jordan, then go say, oh yes, I'm Jordan. That's for a particular group of singers.
Oh, okay.
That would sing that while the rest of us are singing the four-part harmony. Some words, where am I going with this? Because you have to drop down. I missed speaking about or highlight. Just look out for one another.
I forgot to mention this morning, remember, James Boyd.
Yeah.
I put it in the bulletin, and I didn't mention it during announcements this morning. But
yeah, there is in the bulletin about a man named James Boyd. He worshiped with us probably 10, 15 years ago. He lived up in the north part of Chula Vista, and he would always take the trolley, then the bus, and come here. His other family members were not members of the church, so he would always come by himself Sunday morning. Then he just stopped. His daughter called, left a message on the phone this week saying that he passed away. James Boyd. All right, anything think of? Father in God in heaven, again, it's the thank yous that we give to you because of who you are and what you do for us. your abiding presence in our life, your care and concern. Appreciate just so many bountiful blessings day after day after day. And we need you again today. We need you tonight. We ask you to look down upon us with your loving kindness and tender mercy, and bless us with forgiveness when we ask. Help us to keep our path straight. And in all things, we pray you receive the glory and the honor. Bless us with safe journey home, please. We pray in Jesus' name.